Those American troops in Afghanistan will be using counterinsurgency techniques similar to the ones that helped bring some stability to parts of Iraq over the last 2 years. But Khalev Sepp, a former Special Forces officer and one of the gurus of American counterinsurgency strategy, sees some fundamental differences this time.
The principal difference is the enemy. In Iraq, the Sunni, who had been Saddam's favored group, they had lost the civil war in Iraq against the Shia, and they knew that they were in a box. And also they had soured on the al-Qaeda foreign fighters, so it was a very positive moment to support the surge. In Afghanistan, the Taliban are not back on their heels. They have the initiative. In the last 5 years, they've gone from being dominant in about 30 districts to being dominant in about 150 or 160. They know they are winning. They know they don't need to negotiate right now.
But your argument is that the U.S. strategy can still work.
I think President Obama's approach to this can still work. There is much more attention being given here to having a legitimate and stable government, not just at the national level, which would not solve the problem there, but other ideas, you know, a more thorough understanding of the Afghans and their society.
Explain how you expect this to unfold specifically. How will U.S. forces function differently in Afghanistan in a month from now or in 6 months from now?
Part of what's different is a number of these brigades, instead of being deployed in their classic configuration, you know, conventional forces that are best organized and equipped to fight other like conventional forces, are being reorganized into essentially training units. And that's going to be one of the major changes that's coming.
Khalev Sepp, one of the strategies in Iraq was to set up these joint security stations where you had U.S. forces and Iraqi forces working together in these small outposts throughout the country. Do you foresee something like that happening in Afghanistan?
The idea of the joint security stations is one of the improvements in the operations in Afghanistan that General McChrystal is pressing for, getting away from this the Soviet-style clear and sweep operations. You know, and very frankly, that's been that was some of the weakness in the earlier approach for American troops in Afghanistan. Long marches of battalions through the mountains, through villages, and then they returned to their bases, and the Taliban simply reoccupied these towns. Now the idea is to send much smaller American forces in the way that you described, these joint security stations, that will, you know, ensure that they have constant presence.
Mm-hmm. If you were in the military now, if you were still active duty, you're retired, and you were running this operation, how would you know when success was achieved?
You've asked a very tough question. How do you measure good governance? How do you measure population security? How do you know when the level of corruption that draws off resources and debilitates governance and enables the insurgents, when is that down to an acceptable level?
So it's no longer about defeating the Taliban, for example.
No, I don't think it fundamentally is anymore. It's a much more reasonable and much more attainable idea of containing them and marginalizing them to where they become irrelevant, or that they can be managed by the Afghans themselves. It is their country. They should fight for it.
That's Khalev Sepp. He's a senior lecturer at the Naval Postgraduate School and a former Special Forces officer. Khalev Sepp, thank you.
Thank you very much.